Finally, there were interesting results coming from the Phase 3 CHAMPION NMOSD trial, presented by Dr. Sean Pitcock of the Mayo Clinic. Ravulizumab binds the same complement component 5 epitope as eculizumab. However, because of its longer half-life, it can be dosed more conveniently every 8 weeks instead of every 2 weeks. Therefore, the safety and efficacy of ravulizumab were evaluated in the global open-label Phase 3 CHAMPION NMOSD trial. CHAMPION NMOSD included 58 adult participants with anti-aquaporin 4 antibody-positive neuromyelitis optica spectrum disorder, or AQP4-positive NMOSD, who had at least one attack or relapse in the 12 months before the screening visit. They were allowed to stay on stable supportive immunosuppressive therapy for the duration of the trial. All participants were given 2 meningococcal vaccines at least 2 weeks before starting ravulizumab treatment. The placebo arm of the PREVENT study served as an external comparator. The primary endpoints were time to first on-trial relapse and relapse risk reduction. The median follow-up was 73 weeks for all 58 ravulizumab-treated participants and 36 weeks for 47 participants receiving a placebo in the PREVENT study. In the ravulizumab group, no participants had a relapse versus 20 participants in the control group, resulting in a relapse risk reduction of 98.6% and with a p-value below 0.0001. Also, significantly fewer participants in the ravulizumab group had clinically important worsening of HAI scores compared to placebo, with 3.4% versus 23.4%. In the ravulizumab group, 93.1% reported treatment-emergent adverse events. Serious adverse events were seen in 13.8%, including 2 cases of meningococcal infection, which recovered with no sequela. Despite a longer follow-up period in the experimental group, efficacy and safety remained consistent with the primary treatment period. After a median of 91 weeks, still no relapses were observed.